Hannah Russell is the co-founder and CEO of Layer, a curated online marketplace for pre-owned design and vintage furniture that she runs with her sister. But what's now a thriving business began as their hobby. So how'd they turn a passion into a job? This is Eureka. I'm Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Hannah tells the story of Layer.
I think I wanted to be a swimmer at one point. I wanted to be a journalist at another point. I think I wanted to be a doctor, everything and anything. But I always, as I got a bit older, I always knew that I would work for myself. Both my parents have run businesses and they kind of instilled quite a strong work ethic in me. So I started kind of working from a really young age. I had loads of different jobs. I worked in a coffee caravan at a lake in Virginia Water. So I was the girl, all the runners and the dog walkers at 5 o'clock in the morning walking their dogs around the lake would come to me and I would give them a flapjack and a coffee. So that was my first job. Following that, I worked all over the place. I did some work experience in journalism. And then I left university and kind of thought, shit, I've got to get a job. Having always loved books, I started working in publishing. So I worked for HTC. They were going to do something in the ebook space. And it was kind of a really cool area, a cool part of publishing at the time. So that was my first proper job. I was approached by a company, an ebook startup who were based in Berlin. They asked me to go over and I just took the leap. So I didn't really consult anyone. My boyfriend, who I'm actually remarkably still with to this day, only found out that I was going because I called him and said I booked my flight to Berlin. So I was moving to Berlin and lived there for about 3 years working. So I was still in the publishing space then. Oh, it's just such a great place to live. You have so much freedom because the price of living is so much lower. The kind of cost to starting a business is so much lower. So you have people literally just starting stuff up because they feel like it. So there's loads of creativity. I mean, I lived in a building where just heaps of startups were living, working. It was all kind of very flexible. And it's really exciting. It's a really, really exciting space. And I feel like there's just an acceptance of it there where, yeah, I'm just going to give this a go. I think it's kind of got legs. I'm going to try it. Whereas I think here, starting a business possibly is a little bit more of a scary big thing. You've got to really like quit your job, take the leap, have enough money to last you living in London for a bit longer. Whereas in Berlin, it's kind of much more flexible. I love Berlin, but I actually moved back probably because the winters are so brutal. So I couldn't bear another Berlin winter and moved back to London and freelanced and continued sort of freelancing for my Berlin company as well. And this was the time when I think I started to really want to do something myself, having kind of been involved in startups in Berlin and met lots of people with their own companies, having now the flexibility because I was freelancing to kind of use my time a bit more creatively and think about what I actually wanted to do. I definitely started then and there to think about where I was going. It was more of a hobby at the start. I was going to flea markets, I was visiting antiques dealers and just kind of finding my place in the industry. And I started Instagramming and blogging. So I started interviewing people who sell furniture for a living, so telling their stories as a blog. And people really responded to it. So that was my first kind of entry. It wasn't a commercial entry into the industry at all. It was just, let's just chat to these people because I really love their stuff and I want to know where they got it from, and just gives me an excuse to spend some time with them and take some pictures of their nice furniture. And that was the first kind of entry point. Well, we launched on the day that we said we were going to launch, having spent like 3 nights just not sleeping. We had 30 traders on board at the start, 30 professional sellers of furniture. And we'd made these big promises, we're going to launch on this day. And, you know, you just really want to deliver because you don't want to fall at the first hurdle. So we practically killed ourselves kind of getting the website live on that day. And then you kind of conk out a bit and you're like, oh, shit, what do I do now? Like, it's live. And then the first time you make a sale for someone who isn't your mum or your dad is also a really amazing feeling. So actually having someone hand over their money to you and saying, yes, I really love those lights and I'm pleased I found them through you. Can you get them to me? That was pretty good. I actually work with my sister, Faith. So we're the directors of the company. So we run it full time. And yeah, she's sort of in charge of press, marketing. Well, I mean, it's kind of fluid, actually. We're all in charge of everything. So I'm sort of looking after the traders and bringing on new business. But it's all very fluid at the moment. my sister and I are very similar. We're both really hardworking. We're both really ambitious. We really want the business to succeed. But we also live together. So we work, live, eat, breathe, everything together. So it's quite full on, but it means that we get loads done. So what's different about Layer is something that actually we hadn't anticipated at the start, which is there's a real demand for normal, ordinary people to sell through a platform that isn't eBay. So we obviously started off with 30 professional sellers of furniture. We've now got about 150. But what has grown even kind of more astronomically is the number of ordinary people saying, I have this beautiful sofa. I just don't want to list it on eBay because it's going to get lost in the myriad of things on there. I really want someone special to take care of it and to make my listing kind of really pop and to do it justice. So that's quite different. And then taking care of the delivery, which is something that we also do. It's working with individuals, people who have these really kind of beautiful design pieces. They have no idea how to safely transport this piece from, you know, their home in Birmingham to its new buyer in Brighton, for example. And I think that's been really important, and that definitely sets us apart from other marketplaces and other places to sell online. I think it's harder than I could have imagined, but it's now something that I wouldn't want to walk away from. It's amazing.
Hannah Russell there, co-founder and CEO of LayerHome.com. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 14 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.